Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get this going strong. Who are you more afraid of, Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, because we don't even know, because Aaron Glenn's playing this stupid game of quarterback whack-a-mole.
No, it's brilliant. No.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be the difference.
Instead of us fearing one crappy quarterback on Sunday,
yeah,
I fear two.
Yeah, this is Jim Schwartz. He's losing sleep over Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields and the decision that is going to shake the football world to its core.
He should be a little afraid of Justin Fields, because Justin Fields, the Browns defense off the edges, did get exposed last week. So Justin Fields is the one guy that, like, just pulling the football down and taking off for a run.
I don't think he's that scared of Justin Fields. I think he's more scared of the idea that the offense is going to go three and out a bunch, or if it does go three and out, that the defense will once again be gassed by the third and fourth quarter like it typically gets.
I think it's the stylistic thing. So listen, the Browns should win. The Browns should win, and this should be a fun Sunday for us. Harken all the way back to Miami. But as iffy as Justin Fields is as a passer, and as iffy as their passing game is, Justin Fields on the ground could make Sunday uncomfortable if the Jets decide to exploit that matchup.
He ran for 6 total yards against the Steelers. I think we're okay. I think we're fine.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone a long way, right?
Yeah, but we've gone a long way from him proclaiming that he was a top 5 greatest running quarterback in NFL history.
That was just last year, I thought.
2 years ago. So the last 3 weeks, he ran for 19 yards, 19 yards, and 6 yards.
Yeah, but wouldn't you be stupid not to run against this Browns defense?
You can make an argument the Jets don't know what they're doing in general, but it seems like they also don't know what they're doing when it comes to letting Justin Fields run. And maybe part
of the saving him for this one.
Maybe part of the reason why Tyrod Taylor has been given opportunities is because of the lack of wheels. Oh, you know, actually, I got this inverted. I'm sorry. I apologize. I got this inverted because I flipped up the schedule. That was the Pittsburgh game to start the season. They ran for 6 yards. Last week, he actually ran for 0 yards.
Okay. So he didn't run.
They scored 39 points. He threw 32 passes. He didn't run for any yards last week.
This is the game. This is the game that they're going to do it.
It's not the game.
Why wouldn't this be the game? You saw how they got gashed on the edges last week.
Let's see. 31 yards, 22 yards, 31 yards, 26 yards. He had an 81-yarder against Miami. No, we know he can. Yeah. But if I'm Jim Schwartz, I'm not letting this scare me.
Well, that would be the problem then.
I'm not letting Justin Fields, I'm not letting Tyrod Taylor in any sort of way scare me when it comes to this game. You can't.
Okay,
you're the defense.
What if you get torched by him? Then eggs on
concerned.
Your face.
That's right. Then eggs on my face.
Yeah.
Then
if he goes off for 125 yards in this game and 3 touchdowns.
Aaron Glenn mastermind is what this would be. Are we dubbing that? You think the New York media would be like, oh, the gamemanship by Aaron Glenn. What a genius he was.
No, I think they'd be like, oh, they finally ran the ball. That felt like common sense.
Yeah, they don't do common sense, though.
That's fair.
Like, is the Browns week the week that they swerve into common sense?
It'd be funny if it was. Well, it wouldn't be funny in like the classical sense, but it would be amusing on some level that they finally came to their sense and were like, hey, Justin Fields is a really good running quarterback. We're going to run the ball with him.
I mean, that was still a banana land comment that he made. At the time when he made it, I think a lot of people thought he was actually veering towards that. But when he said he was top five all time, and in the league at that point, Josh Allen was going for 1 million yards. Jalen Hurts was going for 1 million yards. Still are, by the way. It was just a bold play by Justin Fields.
And his career's never recovered, some say.
I feel bad for Justin because I think he's better than what they did to him in Pittsburgh. I think he's better than what's currently going on with the Jets. I know he's better than what they did for him in Chicago. But he's going to need to have like a Sam Darnold 7 or 8 year into a right situation in order to actually be able to showcase that he can play football the way that I think we know he can.
So while the game will go on Sunday, and we'll get to that game today, obviously the big news yesterday, Paul D. Podesta heading off to the Sweet By and By, getting Rocky Mountain High. I'm just rhyming now. And that leaves the Browns without a chief strategy officer. I would like to point out, because there were a few people on Browns Twitter that were really trying to polish a turd of the Paul D. Podesta experience. And they said words like processes and verticals. And they said he really streamlined the processes and verticals. If you cannot tell me a single thing the guy did, you're smoking the hookah. Let's just be honest. If your things are, but he wanted Sean McDermott over Hugh Jackson. He didn't think Carson Wentz was a top 20 quarterback. All right. He's the engineer of the worst trade, one of the engineers of the worst trade in NFL history. And the Browns record was 56-99-1. Results have to matter. All right? They just do. So. Yeah. I felt so validated today when I read the latest Ken Rosenthal piece, which basically was just taking a blowtorch to all the teams in baseball that are assuming incredible amounts of risk. The Giants for hiring the Tennessee Volunteers baseball coach. The Padres following up Mike Schilt with Craig Stammen. Like, all these things. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing he had was, I mean, what the hell are the Rockies doing with Paul D. Podesta? And then let it slip, or rather reported, that Paul D. Podesta wasn't choice number one for Colorado.
It wasn't choice number one.
It wasn't choice number two.
Not even number two.
No, the choices number one and two were the assistant GM of the Cleveland Guardians and the assistant GM of the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's right, Paul D. Podesta, the old thought partner, all right? Just a great guy. Just egoless, right? The third choice of the Rockies in his chosen spot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ort, he was one of the five worst organizations, third choice. Math that, nerds.
Math that, nerds. Yeah. Is that worse when you take a job and you leave your current situation and it gets leaked out that you were third best as far as the options?
Not great.
It's not great.
And also, by the way, the other options weren't like Theo Epstein and Dave Dombrowski. It was two guys who've never been a GM before in baseball.
And wait, and they offered it to the assistant GM of the Guardians? They offered it to him?
The writing was that those two guys passed.
They both passed on it. Why are they both passing on this job?
Because it's the Colorado Rockies job and it's Dookie.
I mean, I guess I know, but you get to hire your manager. They spend money. It's a bad job. It's not a great job. But like, you think going from assistant GM to being GM, you almost take the first job you can get in that position.
I think this is why a lot of baseball, this is actually the smartest thing that I see in the Ivy League experience. I think the Guardians assistant GM realizes he has more power, not more power, he has more of a say.
More of a job security.
More job security, probably still pretty well paid to be the assistant GM, and that the assistant GM of the Guardians is a better job than the GM or president of baseball operations of the Rockies.
Do the Rockies think that they're pulling one over on Dee Podesta? What I mean by that is he's been out of baseball for so long, maybe he doesn't even know that we suck. Maybe he doesn't even understand that this is not a good job anymore. He thinks this is 10 years ago.
I mean, Paul came into the Browns in the midst of tanking and helped facilitate tanking. Maybe he's like Drake. He only wants to start at the bottom.
Oh, this is like confusing when Sashi Brown ended up with the Ravens, and it's like, no, they win games.
Yeah.
What do you know? Go back to the Wizards. Go back to what you know best. Browns into Washington. That's what you know. You don't know what to do with Baltimore. Yeah. They win games.
Paul, you lost 99 games in Cleveland in a decade. You can lose 120 games with the Rockies all in one season next year. And he just was like, yes. This is my sweet spot.
Bring that to me.
And then he just kind of did one of those hair things because he's got really nice curly hair, and he's kind of like, yeah.
I kept thinking all throughout the show yesterday, and then I never voiced it, but now is as good a time as ever. How do you possibly think that you would be as in-depth in football knowledge and being the draft guy that he claimed to be, where sometimes he was sitting right next to Andrew Berry in that room, and his two roles at the end was supposedly draft guy and free agency. How can you be that in-depth into the football world and then also feel you're that in-depth into the baseball world? I don't think it's possible.
That was the funny thing. I just don't think it's possible. In the Rosenthal article, it was, you know, the game's changed a lot since Dee Podesta left, and I was like, well, he wasn't really good at being a GM a decade ago when he got fired or ran out of baseball, but when he left baseball, so maybe the game changing, he'll actually be good at it now, right?
I just he's not going to know any of the players, is he? Unless he was like legitimately trying to keep tabs on all of baseball while also keeping tabs on all of football, that would explain why he didn't do this job very well. Like if I'm Jimmy Haslam, explain that one to me.
I do like the idea of saying who's the sucker in this: the Rockies for taking our problem away from us, or Paul Dee Podesta for having to lead the Rockies.
Well, we're both a sucker.
That's true. It's a real Sophie's choice. Yeah, we've been all off air about real tough Sophie choices.
Yeah,
today.
Oh, and we gave Meredith choice. A good one today.
And she would not answer.
Some would call it diabolical.
Diabolical, say what you're saying.
You turned him into a South Park character.
I don't know what you're saying. That's how they talk. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. As always, like the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel as you're watching us along there. If that's where you're taking us in today, it's a football Friday. It's an F-off Friday. We do have quick hits coming up at 2:40 today.
Yeah.
We've got in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to listen to some of what Myles Garrett said today. He was asked quite a bit in his media availability about the trade rumors and the Eagles with the Godfather 3 first-round offers. I think you're going to find his answers pretty interesting. Connor Rogers of NBC Sports joins us at 4:20. We'll talk about the quarterback class. Is it Mendoza or bust? Do we want Dante more? Aditi Kinkabwala at CBS Sports. We got Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 o'clock. A loaded Friday show for you. But as we talk about Paul Dee Podesta, and it's not going to be the whole show today. Obviously, this was a bulk of yesterday's show. But there is a scenario at play. Can we say this? With the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
That might take you from very happy that Paul Dee Podesta is gone to feeling like there's no difference that Paul Dee Podesta is gone. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yes. Very fair.
Is it? Would you consider what we're going to talk about? Because I may be very vague about this, so we can unveil it in about 5 minutes.
So vague, I don't even know what you're going to talk about.
It's on the sheet.
No, I know. I'm just playing with you.
Oh, okay. All right. I was like, that would be... Is this Dustin here? Foxy, where are you, buddy? You steady?
Oh, there you are. He's been hiding the whole time underneath the table.
He forgot he wasn't supposed to be here. 216-474-0092. Is a promotion or firing more likely with Andrew Berry? Now it's no longer a secret. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.